Yeah, God's good. All the time. Oh, wow. Would you turn to the book of Ephesians for one momento? Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. You know, the Bible says, count all joy as we go through trials and tribulations for the testing of our faith, our patience, and of endurance. And one of the things that the Spirit brought to me, I kept hearing this today, almost majority of the day. And in verse 10, would you read it with me? Finally, chapter 6. It's a problem. Where else? It's Ephesians 6. Come on, are you in the Spirit or what? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. What's the first word? Finally. You know, when we hear the word final, it's like, look, you've done it all. You've tried this. You've tried that. Here it is. The final, this means conclusion. Conclusion and result. What does it say? My brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Now, there's that area where as we go through things, we try to work things out in our own strength. We try to work things out physically instead of spiritually. And there's this time when, you know, one of the things that the enemy wants us to do is get us in a place to react. One of the things that the Lord is saying is, look at it, if you'll hold on to me, grab hold of react and wait till response comes. Grab hold of react and wait for response. Everyone wants to react. That's your carnal, fallen nature. In fact, reaction is a tradition. Why? Because carnal being, carnal state is a tradition. And I really believe one of the things the Lord is trying to do is break traditions. It's a time of breaking traditions. We are in that season now of breaking traditions. And so many times we don't even realize what traditions we're associated with. But remember, our trials and tribulations is to expose our enemies. They're also able, these are times to expose our traditions so that they can be broke. That's why he says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So that is an area where you grab hold of react and you wait for response. Why? Because you're not going to react according to how you feel, what you think, and what's going on. You grab hold of react and you wait for response. It has nothing to do with your feeling. It has nothing to do with your thoughts. It has everything to do with your will. And these are areas where we must begin to learn to break the tradition of carnality. Breaking traditions. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And what are we going to do? We're going to grab hold of react and wait for what? Response. Because the more you react, the more you open doors. It's like quicksand. If you're in quicksand, the more you struggle, the more you sink. In Matthew 15, I'm sorry. Breaking traditions. What are traditions? You know, when you really think about a tradition, it's any kind of written or spoken or memorized teaching handed down through generations and cultures, organizations, even education, religion, that goes from generation to generation that promotes a way of a lifestyle. That promotes a way of a lifestyle. It always carries a belief system, whether good or bad. So because these traditions are handed down, even a stronghold, which is a memory lie, is associated with a tradition. These are things that are handed down that we either react to or respond to. These traditions, some of them are bad and some of them are good, but they're only good until the old traditions are broke. Why? God is always trying to start a new tradition. There's something new that God always tries to bring. But you cannot go into the new until the old is broke. Have you ever noticed that one of the things that begins to happen is we see trends come about. Trends are the influence of the ruler of this earth. So are traditions. So one of the things he likes to do is release a trend into the atmosphere where people get involved in this trend that's going on and hope that it will become a tradition. Once it becomes a tradition, it becomes a habit. And this is where people begin to react instead of respond. One of the enemy's purposes is to try to get you to react according to the flesh and not respond according to the spirit. So he sets trends that bring traditions, that bring habits. It comes through cultures. Think about this. Look at the cultures that we've lived in. There's certain cultures, the way Italians eat, the way Irish eat, the way Spanish eat. All of these things, there's traditions that come down. And everybody shares their meals with one another, which is cool. The problem is that one time that food might have been healthy, but now the food has changed. Rice might have been healthy then. Now it's bleached and toxic. So we have to be careful of what we eat. So even though one tradition at one time it was good, until we are seeing what's really going on, until the tradition is broke and we're able to see now what we're ingesting into our bodies physically, and we also ingest spiritually, it's either going to harm us or help us. But in these traditions, until they're broke, man, I was an individual. We had to eat spaghetti twice a week. I hate spaghetti now. Man, I don't do noodles. I'm noodleless. But in that, and it wasn't just because I had so much of it. It might have been, I don't know. But one of the things I realized is that the way it's processed now, it's probably that white starch, white bread is killing people. It promotes high blood pressure. It promotes diabetes. It brings damage to the body. So these are things that traditions are now being broke, and old traditions must be broke to live a healthier life, spiritually and physically. Amen? And Matthew 15, starting at verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders?" So they had a certain way of doing things, didn't they? It was their belief system. "For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." Now I want you to know that this bread was not bleached. Hello. And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" In other words, they were putting their tradition before God. Now, there are traditions that you and I were brought up with. We were brought up with, you got to be somebody. You got to work. You got to get an education. That's the only way you're going to be someone. Well, we became workaholics. We became addicts in certain areas of traditions. Well, it's okay to have this martini after dinner and this at the, bring the bottle of wine at the dinner. All of these were traditions that were actually influencing, and its end result was deadly. Oh, that's okay. Grandpa's in the bar every Sunday. We'll just go get him and we'll bring him home. But Grandpa was an addict, and it came down the family line. It was a tradition. Oh, it's okay to drink and party and so forth and smoke. I mean, you know, when you're 16 in the house and you can smoke in the house until you leave, then you're 18, you can smoke outside the house. And you can also drink in the house at the age of 16, but at the age of until you're 18, then you can drink outside the house. Tradition. But these traditions were killing people, and they were promoting death, evil, open doors. But at the time, it was, oh, it's okay, treating 16-year-olds like they were adults. So here we have these Pharisees and Sadducees that were living according to their traditions, but these traditions were interfering with the will of God. In verse 4, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift from God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus, you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your traditions." Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. That's called religion. And in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines the commandments of men. Again, these were the traditions that were handed down. It was a form of belief system. When I was a kid, it was a belief that if you went to church, you were good. So you kept all your dope and all your weapons outside the sanctuary. And when you left the sanctuary, you picked them up. Hallelujah. Again, there is these belief systems of traditions that need to be broke. We are in a season right now where traditions must be broke for the new to come. Breaking away from things. And Galatians chapter 1. When I was younger, I never even heard of homeschool or being home from school, but never homeschool. Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, would you read it with me, please? But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries, and in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for what? The traditions of my father. In other words, these traditions that were passed on. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. In other words, here was Paul, or known as Saul, who became Paul, the well-known apostle. Here he was, a man of zealous traditions that were handed down from his family line. He believed he was doing such the right thing of God that he was actually killing the righteousness of God and those who were carrying it. He was actually coming against the will of God. This tradition that he believed in, was willing to die for, was against the will of God. And this is where Jesus was saying, your traditions have made the word of God no effect. Your traditions are interfering with the will of God. And again, these traditions of belief systems must be broke. We have put so many things before God. That's a tradition. I mean, we were always brought up, you better die for your kids. Well, you better die for the Lord. He's first. People are putting work before God. They're putting their life before God. They're putting everything before God because of a tradition that's not broke yet. They're putting their trust in their abilities and talents because of traditions that are not broke yet. They're still trying to be someone when we already are someone because the tradition isn't broke yet. 1 Peter chapter 1. These traditions of the fathers were a belief system of the way things should be. But those traditions have been broke. They're coming to an end. They've come to an end, and we got to stop carrying these things. There's a tradition of don't hurt somebody's feelings. Now, there's a time and season for everything. There's a time to be bold, and there's a time to be wise, and then bold. But right now, everything wants to be politically correct. Why offend someone? See, even the government is establishing traditions that are holding back the will of God. Traditions of men, not traditions from God. These are traditions of men, which behind a tradition of man is a demon. And where did I say to go? First Pete, chapter 1. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Praise God. In verse 17. Let's speak it. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, reverence, honor, and respect. knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by what? Tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So here we see again about these traditions, aimless conduct received by the traditions of men. In other words, ways of the world. These are ways of the ways of the world. And again, it's time to change these traditions. It's time. You can't change them. You must break them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Breaking traditions. Now, one of the things the enemy also wants to do is break good traditions, new ones. He wants to bring people out of the new traditions to come back into the old. In 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, in verse 13, let's read it together. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit in belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were what? Taught, whether by word or by our epistle. So we see here something very powerful. He's talking about new traditions that have come up. He said, man, hold fast to these. Hold fast to these. What is a new tradition compared to the old? We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So these new traditions that were Paul was bringing forth were in his epistles and his gospel. These were letters. He was setting a new course, but it wasn't set by Paul. It was set by God, and Paul was just the messenger. In verse 7, would you read it? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Wow. The ministry of the what? Of the what? Of the Spirit be what? More glorious. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. And in this, for even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is what? Much more glorious. Now look at, go to verse 5. Read it with me. Not that we are what? Sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the what? The new covenant, new tradition. And in this new covenant, he says, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So we are in a new tradition. It is the ministry of the Spirit. It is not the ministry of the letter. In other words, there's more than what the Bible says. Has everybody got that? Not that the Bible is not sufficient. It is. But there is more. It's called relationship in the Spirit. That is the new tradition. Hallelujah. The ministry of the Spirit, not the letter or the carnal traditions of worldly men. In Colossians chapter 2. I believe that there's still a sect in the body of Christ that is still so bound by the traditions of men. Bound by the letter, not by the Spirit. There's an area where people just can't let go and truly let God. You know, there are deeper things right now. There are things that are happening in our time and season and in our life. And why are we alive right now? To see all of these events and all the things that are going on in our life. To be held to traditions won't bring you into the new. See, that's why they're still bound. That's why they're still blinded. Because they're so bound by the letter and the traditions, they don't even understand it. They're more concerned about certain things of tithe, They're more concerned things of the traditions of things instead of the relationship in the Lord. They are missing the true relationship, and so they're not getting revelation. See, revelation never coordinates with old tradition. The only way to get new is to be in the new. And the new continues. That's how we go from glory to glory to glory. And when things begin to come, we grab and choke, react until respond comes. Why? Because we are in the power of His might. We are strong in the Lord in the power of His might, not our own. That's a new tradition. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. Let's speak it. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are what? Complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. So we are complete in Him. Let no one cheat you with fancy words, philosophies, New Age. And I've been bringing up New Age a lot because I'm telling you that's one of the number one things that's infiltrating, having a form of godliness but denying the power of Christ. Why? These are associated with old traditions. Old traditions. Breaking these old traditions. Let no one cheat you with old traditions. We are in a new tradition and we are complete in Christ. The carnal mind can't comprehend that. Everyone said, I'm complete. I'm perfect in Christ. I know you may look in the mirror and say, I don't know how that can be. I understand that. So does God. Amen. But that's when He says, don't lean on your own understanding. Man, I'm perfect. Praise God. Don't tell anybody that, though, you know. They'll call you prideful and self-righteous. In Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. See, in the traditions, even in the Old Testament, there were sacrifices, there was the reading of the word. There were certain things that were ritual of ordinances. Now, what we are looking for in the new tradition by breaking the old tradition is to hear God's voice, to know His unction. This is how it is the ministry of the Spirit, because He who's in us is greater than He who's in the world. So it's an inward walk with an outward expression. Does everybody get it? It's an inward walk with a what? An outward expression. It's no longer an outward thing to prove who you are. In Mark 1, 21. Is everybody there? Mark 1, 21. Hallelujah. We're making contact, right? Hallelujah. Double hallelujah. Verse 21, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Uh-oh, something was going on here. There was a change here. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? Why? Because he knows what the end result is, doesn't he? That's demons know what the end result is. But they don't know all the times all the time. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him, cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed. So they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout of all the region around Galilee. Listen, it was a new tradition. Jesus said, enough of this. I'm going to bring you authority to cast these spirits out. See, but there is still a sect in the body of Christ that is still bound by the old tradition that doesn't believe that you got a demon when they're loaded with them. These religious spirits still associated with the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. And because they miss this, it's Sadducee, right? So there's this area where they're still bound by old tradition. Oh, we don't believe in casting devils out. We don't believe in laying hands on the sick. We don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. These are because of traditions that have not broke. And because they're not broke, that means they're still blind. They can only see so far. But I'm telling you, when these traditions are broke, what did Jesus say? I've come, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What, to heal the sick, to rescue those who have been taken captive, release those from prison, and bring sight to the blind. Only through that, through the relationship in the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, can we truly see. So many are still bound by that tradition. They won't break it. It's been handed down from church to church to church. From traditions. Look at what happened when, we started. If you go way back, we see that the Protestant, which came against the Catholic Church, it broke away from the tradition of worshiping statues, of praying, having, confessing their sins to a man and expecting him to forgive them. These traditions were finally broke away. Without breaking away the old traditions in our life, the new one can't be manifested. That's why it's important to break away from old relationships, old things. It's our responsibility to break emotional attachments from all of these things. You know, now there's traditions that are brought about. I mean, in an old tradition, man, let me tell you something. You did something wrong, you got your butt kicked in your family. Now kids can call the police on you. It don't stop me, though. You know, kids, families are afraid to scold their kids. Not scold, correct. Because this new bad tradition has come up where the parent has to be a friend, not a parent anymore. The government is the parent. Send them to school so they can get governed. Here's their parents. And kids are going astray. Hello? New doctrine, breaking away from the old into the new. 2 Corinthians 10. At one time, it was the people that chose who they wanted in government. Now it's the government that chooses the people. In 2 Corinthians 10. But many people are missing what's going on. They're missing the corruption. They're missing all of the things that's happening because they're still bound by tradition. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. In verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or traditional. Carnal is associated with traditional. But mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? Fulfilled. So our weapons are no longer carnal, they're no longer physical, they're no longer associated with the traditions of men. They are spiritual, not physical. We do not have to go get an animal to sacrifice to God anymore. Amen. You can keep your dog. 1 John chapter 2. Breaking traditions, trends, and habits. Do you ever notice how trends repeat themselves? They repeat themselves. Everything goes in a cycle. We see people wear clothes when I was a kid. And my father wore those clothes. Now I see the kids wear the same clothes. It's weird. I mean, we're seeing just trends repeat. Why? Because it's tradition. It's all it does is go into a cycle. Verse 15, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Why? These are traditions. Lust is a tradition. Pride is a tradition. Be prideful. The world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Why? Because these traditions interfere with the will of God. The way we used to think can't be that way anymore. It's an old tradition. The way we react, it can't be anymore. That's an old tradition. If we're seeing ourselves react according to the way we used to, we need to break that. That's an old tradition. We want the new. We're not to react, are we? We're to grab hold of react and wait for response. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't love the world of ungodly traditions, trends, and habits. Come out from among them. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So carnality is a tradition. Does everybody got that? Listen, there are places that, because they don't understand, don't like you. There are places that don't like us. They think we're too deep for them. But we're not too deep for them. They're just not willing to go that deep. We want a relationship. We want everything. God has paid the price. I hear evangelists and pastors speak things that curse themselves and they don't even realize it. They might as well go to a 12-step meeting because they're bound by tradition. That's all they need to do is look in the mirror and cast the spirit out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but to," as to what? Carnal, as traditional, as to babes in Christ. "I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able. For you are still" what? Carnal, bound by tradition. "For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like" what? "Mere men." That's tradition. We don't behave like mere men anymore. We behave like Christ. Not that you won't have your moments, but it gives you an opportunity to break them, right? In Romans 8, breaking traditions. Listen, God is going to expose them for you to what? Break them. Trends and habits. Romans 8, in verse 6. Speak it with me, please. To be what? Carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So spiritually minded means you're being led by the Spirit. Carnally minded means you're still bound in tradition. You're in a state of react and not a state of respond. 2 Corinthians 5. No, hold on. Don't move. Holy Ghost, stick up. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. So these traditions are always trying to come against, old traditions are always trying to come against what? The will of God. Why? Because they're set by trends to become traditions and become habits, and that's influenced by Satan's kingdom because he is the ruler of this earth. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. 2 Corinthians 5. Again, until we break the old, we can't get into the new. But this is what I've always done. Yeah, that's the problem. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Read it with me, please. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, in the anointing, in the presence of God, he is a what? New creation. Hello. Old traditions have passed away. And new traditions have become new. So you're exchanging, aren't you? You're breaking and exchanging. So we have a new tradition now. Man, we get in the presence of God, we go wild. That's a great tradition. We let go and let God. We used to dance for the devil at one time. Disco ducking and all that stuff. The Watusi and whatever, I don't know. But now we worship the Lord. We dance for the Lord. It's a new tradition. It's actually been going on for a while, but people just haven't caught up to it yet, you know. They're not willing to let go. Are you kidding? They get the hymn book. I go into places. I hate hymn books. It reminds me of somebody going, That's hymning. I don't want the old rugged cross. I want the new presence of God. I was hanging around the cross for many years. I was waiting for Jesus to come off. I didn't know he was already off. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4. Praise God. You know, when we go places, my wife and I, we'd go places, and sometimes I remember we'd go into some churches just to visit a church, you know, when we first got saved, and we'd go in there, or we'd go somewhere and visit someone or whatever, and they'd get in there, and they'd have the hymn books in front, and I'd be looking around going, oh, what's it? There's no band, there's no big speakers, you know, no PowerPoint. Okay, what's going to happen here? What's going to rock? Would you pull out your hymn book and go to page? If you'll read your program directory, you'll go to page. What's this? My wife would look at me, and I'd look at her, and she'd say, and it'd be, I could see the look on her face, sing. She'd be singing away. We'd be the only ones really rocking, you know. Everybody else looking at you, you know. Told her I couldn't hymn. I got to shout. Hallelujah. One day we were in this service, and it was so dead I couldn't take it. My wife was standing next to me, and she heard me crying out to the Lord, Lord, please do something. I'm going to leave. I am not staying here. I can't take this any longer. My wife's trying to settle me down. Hon, do you see what's going on? I can't take this. You feel the same way. I just can't take this. Guys, settle down. Lord, please do something. And they were playing. I mean, they had this. I mean, they were sweet people. They wanted to do the right thing, but they didn't know what to do. And so she was playing the piano. Boom, 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 boom. I'm going, ah, Lord, please do something. All of a sudden, she stopped. And she stood up. And she said, she did something. Let's dance. I was, whoa. I mean, they've never done that before. And then she got up on her thing doing this. I'm going, this is a miracle. She broke tradition. I thought everybody was going to pay. All the rest of their people that were part of their congregation, I thought they were going to pass out. In fact, I thought they were going to bring them oxygen in a minute. So that lasted one song. We laid the hymn down, the hymn book, and we left. Ephesians 4. In verse 17. Would you read it with me, please? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance or their traditions that are in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work of uncleanness with greediness. But you have not learned Christ. In other words, his freedom, his new traditions of being in the Spirit. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off what? Concerning your former conduct or condition, traditions. The old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the what? New man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. That's a new tradition, isn't it? He's what makes us holy, isn't he? In Romans chapter 8, we have a new covenant. It's a new tradition. We're to be what? Led by the Spirit, because it is the ministry of the Spirit. It's a new tradition. We're to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It is the ministry of the Spirit, not of the letter. It is our new traditions, but old traditions must be broke. And I've seen many people go back to the old tradition. Let me tell you an old tradition. Once saved, always saved. No revelation. Well, I'm always saved. Yeah, I just go out and do whatever I want. Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. He knows my heart. Yes, he does. Thing is you don't know. See, when you start allowing old traditions to come back and break new ones for old ones, blinders come back. In Romans chapter 8, is everybody there in verse 13? Let's speak it together. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of what? Bondage of the old tradition again to what? Fear. See, things were ruled by fear at one time. Now they're ruled by reverence, peace. It's different. I'm going to go to hell. Oh, fun relationship that is. It's no longer a fear relationship. It's a love relationship. The fear now that we call is reverence, honor, and respect because of love. That's a new tradition. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out what? Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's me and you. Breaking traditions that cause separation from God, that prevent the will of God from going forth, and that prevent you from walking in the Spirit. Breaking these traditions. Remember, your trials and tribulations are not only to expose your enemy, but to expose the tradition that must be broke. We're going from glory to glory. Everything is becoming new now. We're in a whole arena right now where many individuals are not willing to break the traditions of being lied to when we're seeing a whole new arena evolve. Larger demons, Nephilims, UFOs, all of these things where people are ignoring because of their traditions and ignorance, thinking everything's just going to be fine. Let me share something with you. I was praying and as I was in the tub, and I was sitting, and all of a sudden, I heard, what if he went to go turn the water on and it didn't come out? What if everything turned dark and you didn't have any electricity? What would you do? In other words, suddenly everything is gone. There's no more electricity, no more power, and that's all you see is soldiers walking the streets saying, don't come out of your home. We better have a darn good relationship with the Lord. Amen? We don't know what's going to happen. He does. But we don't need to lean on our own understanding. We need to trust in him. You know, I know many people are growing stuff. Well, you can't grow no water if it's turned off. Where water is now rationed and turned onto your home and facilities. Where they shut all electricity off that pumps wells. And they'll try to get you to a place where you deny Christ and you can receive water. This ain't a joke anymore. It's close. It's a reality. We must be ready in season and out. But you know what? Our God makes a way where there seems to be no way. He'll send a cloud over your place and you just fill up with water. He'll tell you to pour out, get that oil and pour it out and put more flour, and it just kind of repeats itself. But you know what? If you're bound by traditions, you won't have that belief that it can be done. You'll still rely on your strength instead of the strength of the Lord and the power of Christ. Breaking traditions is important. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We commit all things to you. We ask that seed be protected, covered by the blood, and watered by your spirit so that you give it the increase and bring it to remembrance as these things come up that we can break tradition and come into the new, saying goodbye to the old. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.